Looking at your KLEM news update, a man from Somalia has been charged with second-degree murder for the fatal stabbing of his roommate at their Sioux City apartment on October 28th. An arrangement has been set for November 16th for 38-year-old Abdikwadar Sharif. Authorities allege that Sharif stabbed Guled Nur several times with a knife following a physical altercation between the two men at the Phoenix apartments. Nur collapsed in the fourth-floor hallway of the building and later died from his injuries. Sharif is being held in the Woodbury County Jail on $505,000 bonds. Coming off his closest re-election win Tuesday night, Iowa Congressman Steve King visited South Dakota's Lewis and Clark Regional Water System Treatment Plant north of Vermilion on Thursday. The project also serves northwest Iowa, and King, who was at the groundbreaking of the plant, says he wants to be there when the project is completed.
You know, I've always liked to start the projects, they'll tell you that, and I'm very happy to be there at the groundbreaking ceremony. That was a moment in life that I'll always remember, but getting it, the final project finished, that's a lot more rewarding to me, and it always has been.
The project is set to get about $15 million in federal funding next year. King says it has been more difficult to get adequate funding without earmarks.
Well, you know that I would have been pushing earmarks into here every year if we'd had the ability to do that. And instead, we had to work in the portion of trying to get a coalition together would make a recommendation so that we could get the grants coming out in that fashion and get the funding coming out in that fashion. Even still, we've got good people. There have always been good planners, and they're the right kind of board of directors. There's been good representation. The people in my district have held together on this and stuck with it.
King says he will push for more funding next year.
We're going to try to bump it up, and you know we've got a different majority now in the House, and I'm not at all thrilled by that. I don't want anybody to misinterpret me, but maybe it changes the equation for Lewis and Clark. We'll be looking for a way to do that.
The project, still under construction, is serving towns and cities in South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota from wells near the Missouri River, south of Vermilion. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she has just started thinking about personal changes in state governments and the policy agenda she'll ask her fellow Republican lawmakers to pass in 2019.
We're starting to do all of that right now. I didn't want to get ahead of myself. I had to win an election first, so, you know, that was my priority.
This week, she became the first woman ever elected governor of Iowa, and Reynolds says shattering that glass ceiling gives girls in Iowa a new perspective.
Sometimes you have to see it to believe you can do it. And from that perspective, I'm excited about that.
Reynolds says she hopes to meet with Fred Hubble, her Democratic challenger. The discussion is likely to center on privatized Medicaid, which Hubble campaigned against.
I'm proud of the changes that we've made. We're far from done. You know, we have to continue to watch this. It's new. We have to see if the changes are getting the results that I'm looking for. But, you know, maybe there's something I've missed. So I would be interested in hearing from him and hearing what he heard when he was on the trail and how we could maybe resolve some of those differences.
As for staff changes, when Reynolds took over as governor last year, she inherited the roster of state government administrators appointed by Terry Branstad.
Former Governor Branstad was the governor, and so I got to weigh in on some of that, but it was, you know, he made the final decisions, and so I want to take a look at putting my team together, and I'm excited about that. And a lot of times, you know, people that have served 8 years in an administration, oftentimes they're ready to do something else too, so it's not just necessarily me, but, you know, we'll have people that'll be ready to do something else as well.
Reynolds says she's evaluating the state's finances, aiming to carve out a reduction in the state's corporate income tax rate, perhaps eliminating some income tax credits in the process. Yankton police have arrested a high school student who allegedly made a threat against the school. The buildings in the Yankton School District were put on lockdown Thursday morning following the threats. Superintendent Wayne Kendall says it involved an online post about a shooting at school. Police detained the students off campus and arrested the students for allegedly making a terroristic threat. It wasn't immediately clear how old the student was. A northeastern Iowa dairy that makes cheese has agreed to pay a $100,000 penalty and install expensive pollution control equipment for violating air quality rules for a dozen years. The Iowa Attorney General's office said in a written statement Friday that Prairie Farms Dairy in Lewawana admitted to the violations in a consent decree signed earlier this week. The plant formerly operated under the name Swiss Valley Farms. Prairie Farms and Swiss Valley merged in April of 2017. State prosecutors and environmental officials say the plant removed an air pollution control device called a baghouse in 2004 without seeking a permit. In 2016, it installed a dryer stack fan that reduced emissions. As part of the consent decree, Prairie Farms has agreed to install a baghouse at a cost of $1.4 million. That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, KLEM1410.com.